Spirit of prophecy. That is identifying the son-in-law. And this is an important point for our study. And this is one that we need to understand, because this has a bearing on identifying that a son-in-law comes before the millennium. So there's a progression that takes place in that respect as well, and we'll refer back to that. Once again, I'm just building some premises for the following studies. Now, and one of the most important premises that I want to build here is on page 2 of your notes, I hope, where it says, "He doeth great wonders." And brothers and sisters, the prophetic testimony of Seventh-day Adventists at this time in Earth's history is that we are Laodiceans and we haven't been studying. Our greatest need is for a revival, and in the same book where Sister White tells us that our greatest need is for a revival, she tells us a few pages later that revival signifies a return to spiritual life. Therefore, if our greatest need is for a spiritual revival, then we must be spiritually dead. That's the condition of Laodicea. And because of that deadness at this time in Earth's history, we have not been studying anything, including prophecy, as we should. And one minor point of prophecy, minor or major, I can't be sure, it's major to me, is a specific sequence that's set forth in Bible prophecy. And we can look at that sequence in Revelation 13, verses 11 through 14, which you have on your notes. And the sequence I want you to see here is that the supernatural manifestation of Satan that is specifically identified in Bible prophecy takes place after the son-in-law in the United States. Revelation 13, 11 through 14, the first verse we're going to look at here is when the United States speaks as a dragon. And if you have the Ellen White CD-ROM, you can go in and run Speaks as a Dragon, and you'll find that two things clearly happen when the United States speaks as a dragon. The Sunday law is passed in the United States, and the image of the beast is set up. Those are two different things, though closely related. But nevertheless, in verse 11, when the United States speaks as a dragon, that is the Sunday law in the United States. Now, let me back up just briefly before we get back in these verses. Another progression in Bible prophecy that Sister White is clear about is the Sunday law. She tells us in the Great Controversy, if we would understand how the Sunday law is enacted in our land, then we need to study how it came into the church in the early days. And then she begins to give us a brief, in that chapter, history of how the Sunday law first came into the church. And there was a progression. First Sunday was exalted, and Sabbath was made to be stringent and restrictive. But it increased. It came a point where people were forbidden to work on Sunday. And then there were people that were, later on, people began to be persecuted for keeping Sabbath. And if you read very closely that